This is Slide Into Your DMs,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating
in a digital world
with Brian McDuffie and Maggie Mayfield.
It's going to be so hard for me not to do your accent.
You know, it's funny, actually. I just heard a study that's actually a sign of mental illness.
I believe it.
When we do my a British boss, accent.
My boss says, like, oh, sorry, it's my autism coming out.
Yeah.
It's my autism.
And so. You're like, you're making a joke, but there's some truth.
No, literally, everyone does it. And everyone apologizes for it. And I'm like, it's more annoying when you apologize for it than when you do it.
Do you like the C word a lot?
Cunt.
Yes.
Cunt.
Yes.
You're cunt. It sounds like you put an O in that motherfucker. Cunt.
That's just like the northern way of saying it. I like cunt.
Cunt.
Cunt. Cunt.
I was in Scotland last year, and as we're walking around, there's a guy probably high on something, and he was like, I'm a cunt. I'm a cunt. I'm a country boy.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I think that's a song.
Yeah.
High on fucking talent. That's a bar, dude. That's amazing.
I was like, this is.
They should have started beatboxing.
And everyone's drinking and we're all having a good time. And some guy turns around and he's like, ah, that freaking cunt. And I was like, oh my. You know, it was just very.
Oh my.
And he was like, oh, American. I was like, no, keep going. I love it.
I do this thing where my mom hates the word cunt and I am forever just going like, you're a cunt. You're a cunt. And she fucking hates it.
You're a country mom.
Country Wait, mom.
Why does she not like it?
The word cunt. Well, she doesn't like swearing, which makes us all swear a lot more. All right.
I'm glad we could open with this then.
Make me feel comfortable. It's like being at home.
Yeah. Where are you from in the UK?
London.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Which is like,
it's like a real
the OG New York. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that OG New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys have a London here. No, you have like two London, three Londons here, I think.
Where?
What? In America?
Yeah, in America. Like three places called London.
Well, see, that blows my mind. Yeah, look that up, Brandon, because I know America's whole thing is like, we're supposed to hate you, you know? Like, we did so many things not to be like England. Yeah, we got a Paris. I know we got that.
Oh, you do. Yeah. Paris, Texas, right?
Yeah.
There are three cities named London in America.
Oh, my God.
One in Ohio, another in Arkansas, and one in Kentucky. London, Kentucky was right by where I went to school.
That makes sense. That makes sense, though, does it not? They would be in those places.
I like how it doesn't cross the Mississippi, though. Because further west, they were like, forget this, we're not.
Was that Christmas Land?
Christmas Island.
London, Christmas Island.
What?
It's a magical place.
What does London mean?
When did you move here? When did you move to the States?
About 5 years ago.
Where did you go?
I landed in New York and then stayed there for a bit and then Jersey and then Boston and kind of like from Boston did like a road trip down to here.
To Austin?
Yeah.
From Boston to Austin.
Austin to Austin. Yeah. That was good. Yeah. I mean, America is a weird place. Like,
go on.
Yeah.
It's a weird place. It's like every time, I mean, you drive like, I don't know, every city I drove to, I felt like I was in a different country. Yeah. Like, it's like so different from city to city. Like, I don't like, it's
crazy.
Yeah,
it's really like four countries in one country.
It feels like it, like for real.
Yeah.
And I like had like a lot of weird experiences with like, big, I don't want to say redneck. Is that allowed? Can I say redneck? Yeah.
You can call them dumb fucking hicks for all I care. I don't give a shit.
Like, can I say redneck?
Yeah. I'm like big vested.
Call them stupid crackers. You can call them whatever you want.
Yeah, I had like a lot of experiences with rednecks, which was so strange because I feel like they see my tattoos and then they just come up to me and like started talking to me.
Wait, what do they say? Is it like pickup lines or like, hey, girl, I like your tattoos?
Pretty much, I like your tattoos.
It's not.
Where'd you get those done?
You like Lone Star? Yeah. Yeah.
That's my favorite American accent I've ever heard.
That's actually one of my favorite things.
What?
Is to ask like people from like London and Europe and stuff, like, you got an American accent?
The accent.
And they always laugh. They always go, ha ha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, Is it true that there are American parties in Europe?
We have like red cup parties.
Yeah.
Where we're like, oh, it's like a frat.
And you serve a lot of popcorn. It's like, it's a thing.
I haven't heard the popcorn thing, but we've done like the like toga frat parties where we're like, and we get like red cups that you have to specially order online because we don't
online?
Have them.
Yeah. Really?
You like go on Amazon and like search red cups.
And then the whole party's
how much they call
us? Like red solo cup. I'll fill you up.
And I tried to make Kool-Aid when I was in England. I think I made it wrong though because it tasted real bad.
Yeah, you didn't add sugar.
Yeah.
You gotta add sugar.
I just put the packet in water.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta add sugar. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
It's funny. The whites don't even know how to make it. You know. Oh man, crazy.
So you've been in Austin for a year and a half. You were telling me.
Yeah.
How are you liking it? How are you adjusting?
I mean, Austin's really cool because it's just like such a creative city. Mm-hmm. But I feel like since we've been talking about England, I've got more English.
Yeah.
Baby, you're already as English as they get to us. You know? You're the only English person I know at this point.
People are like, so they always think I'm like Australian or like South African or.
Aren't Australians, England people, you know?
I mean, they were. We don't talk about it.
Aren't they basically the same thing? Like, aren't we, you guys, just with a little more freedom or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right.
Do you care about the royalty at all?
Ooh, interesting.
I don't think I've ever really.
Only because Kate Middleton was missing and then they found her.
But Americans have been telling me this information. I have no idea. And then someone was like, king has cancer. And I was like,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She went missing. What do you mean
missing?
No,
she was missing for 40 days or something.
How does the queen go missing?
Not the queen.
Princess, whatever.
Yeah. Is she princess? I don't know.
I really don't know.
It doesn't matter. You know more than me. How do you just, did she like try to escape?
They were thinking that William had this affair and that she was in the hospital for some surgery. He wouldn't visit her and then she just disappeared. So no one was going to the hospital. They couldn't find her anywhere, and she just resurfaced.
And then they put out like a picture that was edited. Or
This was the big scandal. I'll try and get an image up, but like you can see that the hands are like edited on these family photos, and then they had to just come out, and she had to straight up like apologize and be like, "I was kidding. I just wanted to try out Photoshop. It seemed fun."
You can be able to, how are you going to be royalty and not be able to pay like the best Photoshop guy? You know. Like, she just hired, like, her nephew
or something.
Someone
on Fiverr.
Yeah, exactly, for $16.
I mean,
yeah.
It still looked pretty real to me. I couldn't really figure out what they were talking about.
Yeah, I'd fall for that.
It's hard. Yeah. Someone did an overlay where they basically found this photo of her, and it's with some, like, old British guy. And so they Photoshopped him out, slid the arm behind, and then slid it. And so they said it's, like, you can kind of tell by the curve here.
Yeah.
His arm is a little weird, and her hand, like, his body bends in right there weirdly.
Yeah.
Which doesn't normally happen
on
humans.
Like he's popping a hip.
Yeah. Or he's just got a dump truck.
Like. Man, whoever figured that out has too much time on their hands.
It was like a whole conspiracy.
That's too much.
It was, for like a month.
I feel like I want to get more into conspiracies.
No, you don't. No, you don't. It's a dangerous path. Dangerous path.
I feel like there's so much I don't know.
Sooner or later, you're just going to start hating Jewish people or something.
That's already a thing.
Yeah. Dude, I have a friend who believes in a flat earth.
Yeah, I have a friend that does too.
That's the one that kills me the most.
Why?
Because that's like not even a conspiracy to be freaking out for.
But
you know?
The best thing to do is to just agree with them and be like, oh my God, I know, right? It's crazy.
Never. Oh, I fight them.
It's so much fun.
I dated one. I didn't know it. We had already moved in together. And he did one of these things. Yeah. His dining room table slid open. So there was like a compartment underneath it, and he pulled out all of these maps and started talking to me about this like dome theory. Have you heard this?
I've heard the dome at the bottom of the water.
No, that like we can't even get out of the atmosphere, never went to the moon, the flat earth, the reason that the water, airplanes move like this because it's actually flat. Yeah. And if the shark, I was like, oh my God.
Dude, the guy that,
I'm so
my
far
flat
in.
Earth,
did
my
you break up with
guy?
Him? Like there and then?
No.
You stayed with him.
No.
I like imagining
don't
too.
Don't judge.
I like imagining too when he laid out
really
the map.
Good sex.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. It was really great.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
They're crazy. They're fun. They're a lot of fun. I see.
It's ironic that like the crazy poor ones are always the ones that are good at sex.
He was not poor.
He was not poor.
No.
Wow, like that. That's why you had time to research flat earth theory or what?
I definitely worried my family for a minute. I was like, but what if
my
he started to
my
get
dad
you
is.
Yeah,
your dad's a flat earth guy.
He's a
dude. This is like a secret cult, bro.
Yeah, it really is.
It's awful. And then my brother leaks out conspiracies occasionally, like he's been listening to my dad and agrees, and Like, which I'm ones? Like, I don't know who you are.
Like, which ones?
Like, my sister and my brother are convinced that the tap water is killing everyone, and that's the only reason that we have, like, cancer. The only
not
reason...
the only are they saying this while eating a McDonald's cheeseburger? Like, it's just the water.
Well, my sister's like a health food freak. Yeah. Like, she has like filters in every tap, and yeah. like she's
no, I don't think tap water is good for you.
But she thinks think that about the pipes government that are poisoning through. You with the tap water. And that's a bit much.
I feel like you'd be able to taste poison.
That's a lot of effort.
You know, like, Brandon, you want to tell your story about last night?
Which one? Oh.
With the cherry chapstick?
Yeah. Last night, we, like, went out and smoked a bowl out in front of Rocky's, and then I, like, came back in, and I was high, and I put on a bunch of cherry chapstick, and I started drinking water from, like, a cup, and the chapstick got in the water. And, like, the third sip, I was like, yo, my water tastes so weird. Did someone drug me? And then I was high, so I started to get higher, and I was like, oh, no, the roofie's hitting me. How am I going to get home tonight? And then I was like, oh, you're just high, you fucking moron.
It's
like
having a panic attack. Yeah, yeah.
All by myself, just in the corner, like, over, like, a two-minute span, and I was like, you're an idiot. Get your shit together, dog.
I was a, like, cherry-flavored roofie. You
know? Ooh, tasty.
Let's make it a little fun, at least, you know?
Yeah, I remember I thought, I was like, this isn't very slick. Like, why does it have a taste to it? And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's
I've
my
convinced
own
myself I've been roofied so many times. So many times.
Me too. Me too.
Maybe it's what? Like an inside thing. Maybe I'm like, this is the day. This is the day. I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's going to happen?
I might have told this story, but I know a lady that in the 80s used to do cocaine. And then she would go on such long benders that she would do a roofie to fall asleep. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fucking wild, huh?
Where do
that's
you,
crazy.
I
thought I got roofied when I was on shrooms. And I freaked out, had a massive panic attack on shrooms because I couldn't stop tripping. And I read that you could take a Valium and that would like counteract it.
Yeah,
took a Valium. Forgot. And it was just like, oh, I feel fine doing my own thing. And then started to feel like dizzy and sleepy, and then I was like, oh my God, I've been roofied, oh my God. And I had to remember that I had taken a Valium in order to be like, no, you're fine. But I was like ready to call people, like, I'm at home on my own, but I think I've been roofied.
Oh my God,
I'm fucked.
Yeah, like someone's watching you or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's terrifying. Yeah, one time I passed out, smacked my head like on the bar, and then I woke up, and the first thing I said is, I was like, someone put something in my drink. They're like, no, you're just drunk.
I just want to blame everything else for why we're
yeah.
idiots.
Yeah, I'm not a dumb asshole, I swear.
When you were living in the UK, in London, is it England? Because there's like four countries in your country. There is?
What?
It's Scotland, like Scotland, Wales, Ireland.
Oh,
yeah.
Like...
Great Britain, right? Hey, we watched Ted Lasso. We know about England.
But I think England is separate. I think the United Kingdom is England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales. And
I
then,
keep meeting myself. Sorry,
okay,
guys.
So England is then, that's where...
I think, yeah, I mean,
I'm from England. But you can also say the UK. It's the same thing.
Yeah, like you guys say Britain and no one in England says Britain. Like you're like, oh my God, you're British. And now I say British, but I've never once said British before in my life.
You're English.
English.
You know, like the language we speak.
Yeah.
Is it like, it'd be like us saying like American and North American, right?
Yeah. It's like kind of weird. Like, yeah, I don't know. Something feels weird about it.
Okay. So in England.
I still don't fully understand it. I can tell all three of us don't
I'm
fully
like, I'm
it.
Like, okay.
I mean, I think all four of us.
I'm like,
there's
all
a,
right.
There's a diagram on the screen explaining it, and I still am like, I don't understand it fully. I zoomed in more thinking that would make more sense.
I'm like, you're still British. You know?
Yeah. Okay, so when did you date a lot before you moved over here?
Yeah, I mean, a fair amount.
What's courting like? Is that a thing? Like... Is it
do you think
similar?
I live in a castle?
Yeah, that's
yes,
like,
you do.
Like a knight comes up. And...
Yeah.
I mean, courting's just like hitting on someone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an amazing. I haven't heard anyone use that since
courting.
Like TV.
I just wonder if
since
it's.
Since 1864.
Yeah. If it's like. If it's different.
What are the dudes
or do
like?
I feel just like bash you over the head and they're like, this one's mine.
Yeah.
You know, is that.
In England, they're just like more obvious and to the point, I think. Like, but I don't think I ever get hit on by people I want to get hit on by.
Yeah.
So I'm always like.
Never, huh? I know. Never.
Go away.
Yeah. You ever dated like an aristocrat? aristocrat?
I've been to a castle, but I've never dated anyone.
So you've been courted, right? In a fucking castle.
Like, I watched Bridgerton, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, like, it's not like light the candle and you're like, when the candle's at this level.
I wish it was. It sounds so cool.
Yeah, that sounds romantic.
That would be so cool.
Is it because someone was supervising the whole visit?
That sounds even better.
That's true. You get a free cuck. Let's go.
She can tell me nice, sweet things, you know?
Right. Boost but, like, ego. I also feel like I haven't really experienced being courted, I guess, in America that much. So, like, I don't know.
Okay, all we really do is take you to a steak dinner. That's it.
Have you gotten on the apps at all here?
I did briefly. And I went on one date with one guy. And I left his house without him realizing. Because I was so scared he was going to kill me.
Oh, my God.